Protests in the nation's capital against the war begin tomorrow and continue through Monday. Among the people taking part is Milwaukee resident Ryan Clancy. He says there's a lot of anger and frustration over how the Bush administration is handling things in Iraq. Clancy says those feelings are spreading.
As people have seen with Cindy Sheehan and you know, numerous other people, there's been a lot of momentum recently, and a lot of people who would otherwise sort of stand by, you know, the administration through thick or thin have begun to realize that there has to be some measure of accountability here.
Even so, Clancy acknowledges that President Bush has turned a deaf ear to anti-war protests many times.
But it isn't necessarily just to send a message to Bush. It's to send a message to the rest of the American people, and really to the rest of the world, saying that we are united in our support of justice, but not necessarily united in our support of the Bush administration and the specific policies that are leading to these consequences.
Clancy has already sent one message to the federal government. He's refusing to pay a fine in connection with a trip he made to Iraq before the war began. A trial on the case is slated for this fall. Some anti-war protesters worry that media coverage of Hurricane Rita will dampen the attention the Iraq war protests receive. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.